potentially eligible applications, which people would receive in the mail. We would get that information from DHS for people who receive SNAP benefits. We are not going to be using those short form applications this year. Every applicant will be required to complete the full application and provide all of the supporting documentation that we request. So for some of our applicants and customers, this is going to be a bit of a transition the longer application process, but my staff is ready and prepared to assist them in making sure that they have all of the documentation that they need to get their application submitted and approved.